课堂听 class.com。
周周强化。
Now listen to the passage. Passage 1. The problem with Christmas. It is certainly nice to see lots of presents under the tree on Christmas morning, but it does seem extremely wasteful. Many presents end up being unwanted. Here are some interesting ideas for getting rid of those unwanted gifts.Give one away whenever you need to give a gift to someone, for example, when the gift doesn't have to be very personal. Remember to make a note stating who gave the item to you in the first place so that you don't make the mistake of giving it back to them. Give unwanted presents to a local charity store. The charity will be happy to have them. Hold a bad gift swap party the week after Christmas with all your friends.Each person brings the gift they hated the most, and everyone swaps. Visit an old people's home or children's home. Bag up the presents and bring a bit of happiness to someone else. If none of the above suggestions appeal to you, why not auction any unwanted items?
The second and third readings you should begin writing now.
It is certainly nice to see lots of presents under the tree on Christmas morning. It is certainly nice to see lots of presents under the tree on Christmas morning.But it does seem extremely wasteful. But it does seem extremely wasteful.Many presents end up being unwanted. Many presents end up being unwanted.Here are some interesting ideas for getting rid of those unwanted gifts. Here are some interesting ideas for getting rid of those unwanted gifts.Give one away whenever you need to give a gift to someone. Give one away whenever you need to give a gift to someone. For example, when the gift doesn't have to be very personal. For example, when the gift doesn't have to be very personal. Remember to make a note stating who gave the item to you in the first place. Remember to make a note stating who gave the item to you in the first place. So that you don't make the mistake of giving it back to them. So that you don't make the mistake of giving it back to them. Give unwanted presents to a local charity store. Give unwanted presents to a local charity store. The charity will be happy to have them. The charity will be happy to have them. Hold a bad gift swap party the week after Christmas with all your friends. Hold a bad gift swap party the week after Christmas with all your friends. Each person brings the gift they hated the most, and everyone swaps. Each person brings the gift they hated the most, and everyone swaps. Visit an old people's home or children's home. Visit an old people's home or children's home. Bag up the presents and bring a bit of happiness to someone else. Bag up the presents and bring a bit of happiness to someone else. If none of the above suggestions appeal to you, why not auction any unwanted items? If none of the above suggestions appeal to you, why not auction any unwanted items?
The last reading.
It is certainly nice to see lots of presents under the tree on Christmas morning. But it does seem extremely wasteful. Many presents end up being unwanted. Here are some interesting ideas for getting rid of those unwanted gifts. Give one away whenever you need to give a gift to someone. For example, when the gift doesn't have to be very personal. Remember to make a note stating who gave the item to you in the first place so that you don't make the mistake of giving it back to them. Give unwanted presents to a local charity store. The charity will be happy to have them. Hold a bad gift swap party the week after Christmas with all your friends. Each person brings the gift they hated the most, and everyone swaps. Visit an old people's home or children's home. Bag up the presents and bring a bit of happiness to someone else. If none of the above suggestions appeal to you, why not auction any unwanted items?
This is the end of the dictation.
Now listen to the passage.
Passage 2. Population in London. As the world's urban population gets bigger, cities are struggling to provide the basic services that their residents need. One of the most pressing problems is public transport. Take a look at the crisis facing the city of London. At no time in history has there been such a mass migration of people from countryside to city as is happening now. By the year 2030, it's estimated that more than two-thirds of the world's population will be living in cities, twice as many as today. This means that the problems faced by cities today, overcrowding, poor housing, unemployment, poverty, and lack of food and water, will be twice as bad in the next century unless we find solutions soon. Another crucial issue facing London is how to provide good transport links to service the commercial, cultural, and leisure needs of their population. Furthermore, over a million people travel into central London every day from outside the city. These problems could put London's position at risk as a leading world city in the 21st century. As the world's urban population gets bigger, cities are struggling to provide the basic services that their residents need. One of the most pressing problems is public transport. Take a look at the crisis facing the City of London. At no time in history has there been such a mass migration of people from countryside to city as is happening now. By the year 2030, it's estimated that more than two-thirds of the world's population will be living in cities. Twice as many as today. This means that the problems faced by cities today overcrowding, poor housing, unemployment, poverty, and lack of food and water will be twice as bad in the next century. Unless we find solutions soon. Another crucial issue facing London is how to provide good transport links. To service the commercial, cultural, and leisure needs of their population. Furthermore, over 1 million people travel into central London every day from outside the city. These problems could put London's position at risk as a leading world city in the 21st century.
Now listen to the passage. Passage 3. Game shows. One of the most fascinating things about television is the size of the audience. A novel will be on the bestseller list with a sale of fewer than 100,000 copies, but a popular TV show might have 70 million TV viewers. TV can make anything or anyone well-known overnight. This is the principle behind quiz or game shows, which put ordinary people on TV to play a game for prizes and money. A quiz show can make anyone a star, and it can give away thousands of dollars just for fun. But all of this money can create problems. For instance, in the 1950s, quiz shows were very popular in the U.S., and almost everyone watched them. There are shows that send strangers on vacation trips together, or that try to cause newly married couples to fight on TV, or that punish losers by humiliating them. The entertainment now is to see what people will do just to be on TV. One of the most fascinating things about television is the size of the audience. A novel will be on the bestseller list with a sale of fewer than 100,000 copies. But a popular TV show might have 70 million TV viewers. TV can make anything or anyone well-known overnight. This is the principle behind quiz or game shows. Which put ordinary people on TV to play a game for prizes and money. A quiz show can make anyone a star, and it can give away thousands of dollars just for fun. But all of this money can create problems. For instance, in the 1950s, quiz shows were very popular in the U.S., and almost everyone watched them. There are shows that send strangers on vacation trips together, or that try to cause newly married couples to fight on TV. or that punish losers by humiliating them. The entertainment now is to see what people will do just to be on TV.
Passage 4. Newspaper in Britain. Visitors to Britain are sometimes surprised to learn that newspapers there have such a large circulation. British families generally buy a newspaper every morning and frequently take two or three on Sundays. Apart from the national papers, there is another branch of the British press which sells almost as many copies. Local newspapers have a weekly circulation of 13 million. Almost every town and country area has one. Nearly all of them hold their own financially, and many of them are very profitable. These papers are written almost entirely for readers interested in local events, births, weddings, deaths, council meetings, and sport. But the content is naturally influenced by the kind of community they serve. These papers do not often comment on problems of national importance that editors rarely hold with taking sides on political questions. A newspaper can sometimes persuade the council to take action, to provide better shopping facilities, improve transport in the area, and preserve places of interest. Visitors to Britain are sometimes surprised to learn that newspapers there have such a large circulation. British families generally buy a newspaper every morning. And frequently take two or three on Sundays. Apart from the national papers, there is another branch of the British press. Which sells almost as many copies. Local newspapers have a weekly circulation of 13 million. Almost every town and country area has one. Nearly all of them hold their own financially, and many of them are very profitable. These papers are written almost entirely for readers interested in local events. Births, weddings, deaths, council meetings, and sport. But the content is naturally influenced by the kind of community they serve. These papers do not often comment on problems of national importance. That editors rarely hold with taking sides on political questions. A newspaper can sometimes persuade the council to take action. To provide better shopping facilities, improve transport in the area, and preserve places of interest.
Passage 5. African American. It is a known fact that America is a melting pot in terms of its people, culture, customs, and family bloodlines. The majority of Americans have mixed blood in their veins, and the blacks are no exception. Years ago, plantation owners used to bully and rape their female slaves. Since blacks achieved their freedom, there have been intermarriages among blacks with other ethnic groups. Therefore, it is not fair to generalize that all the American blacks have their roots in Africa, let alone those whose ancestors were from New Zealand or India. In America, people were upset with the word Negro, so they chose to be called black. In fact, Negro means black in Spanish. Then they invented this new term. To identify a person by color is just plain insulting. What will finally come out of this argument about African American? Nobody can offer any insightful suggestion yet. It is a known fact that America is a melting pot in terms of its people, culture, customs, and family bloodlines. The majority of Americans have mixed blood in their veins. And the blacks are no exception. Years ago, plantation owners used to bully and rape their female slaves. Since blacks achieved their freedom, there have been intermarriages among blacks with other ethnic groups. Therefore, it is not fair to generalize that all the American blacks have their roots in Africa. Let alone those whose ancestors were from New Zealand or India. In America, people were upset with the word Negro. So they chose to be called black. In fact, Negro means black in Spanish. Then they invented this new term. To identify a person by color is just plain insulting. What will finally come out of this argument about African American? Nobody can offer any insightful suggestion yet.
Passage 6. London Taxi Drivers. London taxi drivers know the capital like the back of their hands. Just jump into one of the city's 22,000 distinctive-shaped cars and tell the driver your destination. No matter how small and obscure the street is, the driver will be able to get you there without any trouble. The reason London taxi drivers are so efficient is that they have gone through a very rough training period to get the special license needed to drive taxis. During this period, the would-be taxi driver has to learn the most direct route to every single road and to every important building in London. To achieve this, most learners go around the city on small motorbikes, practicing how to move to and from different parts of the city. Learner taxi drivers are tested several times during their training period by government officers. Once they have licenses, they have to cope with the public. After all, if you're unpleasant to your passenger, you won't get a tip. London taxi drivers know the capital like the back of their hands. Just jump into one of the city's 22,000 distinctive shaped cars and tell the driver your destination. No matter how small and obscure the street is, the driver will be able to get you there without any trouble. The reason London taxi drivers are so efficient is that they have gone through a very rough training period to get the special license needed to drive taxis. During this period, the would-be taxi driver has to learn the most direct route to every single road and to every important building in London. To achieve this, most learners go around the city on small motorbikes, practicing how to move to and from different parts of the city. Learner taxi drivers are tested several times during their training period by government officers. Once they have licenses, they have to cope with the public. After all, if you're unpleasant to your passenger, you won't get a tip.
Passage 7. Dinner. In many English homes, four meals are served. They are breakfast, lunch, tea, and dinner. Among these, dinner is the most substantial meal of the day and is a very formal meal. Many people even wear special clothes for dinner. So if you are asked out to dinner, you must find out whether you are expected to wear a dinner suit, for you would feel very embarrassed if, when you got there, you were the only person in ordinary clothes. Dinner is generally served at about 7:30. All the members of the family sit down together and are on their best behavior. The head of the family sits at one end of the table. His wife sits at the other. During the meal, conversation is carried on. You should try to get into conversation with the person on your right or left. Not all English people eat like this. Only 10% of them do so. All the meals are much simpler than these served in the homes of the rich. In many English homes, four meals are served. They are breakfast, lunch, tea, and dinner. Among these, dinner is the most substantial meal of the day and is a very formal meal. Many people even wear special clothes for dinner. So if you are asked out to dinner, you must find out whether you are expected to wear a dinner suit. For you would feel very embarrassed if, when you got there, you were the only person in ordinary clothes. Dinner is generally served at about 7:30. All the members of the family sit down together and are on their best behavior. The head of the family sits at one end of the table. His wife sits at the other. During the meal, conversation is carried on. You should try to get into conversation with the person on your right or left. Not all English people eat like this. Only 10% of them do so. All the meals are much simpler than these served in the homes of the rich.
Passage 8. The ant. In the forest or in the fields, you can often see small hills of earth and busy little insects which are running up and down. These little insects are ants. Ants live in different places, in trees, in sand, in the Arctic lands, and in the tropics, on mountains and in the deserts. There are many kinds of ants in the world, and they differ in color from brown, yellow, red, and white, or black. An ant has two strong jaws to dig soil or wood, to cut up food, to carry about the eggs or the young. The homes of ants differ greatly. Some ants do not build nests at all, but make use of hollows under stones or logs. When an ant, which has been away for a long time, returns to its nest, the others show their greatest joy at its return. But if a strange ant comes into their nest, the ants kill the stranger at once. In the forest or in the fields, you can often see small hills of earth and busy little insects. Which are running up and down. These little insects are ants. Ants live in different places, in trees, in sand, in the Arctic lands, and in the tropics, on mountains and in the deserts. There are many kinds of ants in the world, and they differ in color from brown, yellow, red, and white, or black. An ant has two strong jaws to dig soil or wood, to cut up food, to carry about the eggs or the young. The homes of ants differ greatly. Some ants do not build nests at all. But make use of hollows under stones or logs. When an ant, which has been away for a long time, returns to its nest, the others show their greatest joy at its return. But if a strange ant comes into their nest, the ants kill the stranger at once.
Passage 9. Sesame Street. Sesame Street has been called the longest street in the world. That is because this television program can now be seen in so many parts of the world. That program became one of America's exports soon after it went on the air in New York in 1969. In the United States, more than 6 million children watch the program regularly. The viewers include more than half the nation's preschool children from every kind of economic, racial, and geographical group. Although some educators object to certain elements in the program, parents praise it highly. Many teachers also consider it a great help, though some teachers find that problems arise when first graders who have learned from Sesame Street are in the same class with children who have not watched the program. The programs all use songs, stories, jokes, and pictures to give children a basic understanding of numbers, letters, and human relationships. The best reason for the success of the program may be it makes every child watching it feel able to learn. Sesame Street has been called the longest street in the world. That is because this television program can now be seen in so many parts of the world. That program became one of America's exports soon after it went on the air in New York in 1969. In the United States, more than 6 million children watch the program regularly. The viewers include more than half the nation's preschool children. From every kind of economic, racial, and geographical group. Although some educators object to certain elements in the program, parents praise it highly. Many teachers also consider it a great help. Though some teachers find that problems arise, when first graders who have learned from Sesame Street are in the same class, with children who have not watched the program, the programs all use songs, stories, jokes, and pictures to give children a basic understanding of numbers, letters, and human relationships. The best reason for the success of the program may be it makes every child watching it feel able to learn.
Passage 10, Monday. You can take the person out of nature, but you can't take nature out of the person. Consider the work week. Monday tends to be the least productive day for most people. It's simply natural to feel stress when making the transition from pleasurable engagement back into work. A study shows that Tuesday is our most productive day, before a pre-weekend slump that builds through the rest of the week. We also can't shut out input from our senses. For example, findings show that our sense of smell is closely tied to memory. While you are practicing a speech, put on a bit of scent. When you deliver the speech, put on the same scent, and your recall will be improved. Studies also show there's no substitute for natural light, which triggers our brains to make us awake and alert. That is why there are big and bright windows in our offices and classrooms. You can take the person out of nature. But you can't take nature out of the person. Consider the work week. Monday tends to be the least productive day for most people. It's simply natural to feel stress when making the transition from pleasurable engagement back into work. A study shows that Tuesday is our most productive day. Before a pre-weekend slump that builds through the rest of the week. We also can't shut out input from our senses. For example, findings show that our sense of smell is closely tied to memory. While you are practicing a speech, put on a bit of scent. When you deliver the speech, put on the same scent. And your recall will be improved. Studies also show there's no substitute for natural light. Which triggers our brains to make us awake and alert. That is why there are big and bright windows in our offices and classrooms.
Passage 11. Body clock. Body clocks are biological methods of controlling body activities. Every living thing has one. In humans, a body clock controls normal body temperature. It controls normal periods of sleeping and waking. It controls the times when you are most likely to feel pain. Different things help set the body's clock and keep it on time. These include sunlight, food, and physical exercise. Eating, sleeping, and exercising at about the same time each day will help keep body activities normal. But changes in your life, a new job or new baby, for example, destroy the balance. They can cause health problems. You could have difficulty sleeping. You could suffer from lower back pain. Experts advise that early afternoon is the best time of day for physical exercise. They say we are stronger and faster then. Later, about 4 o'clock, the level of sugar in the blood drops. Early afternoon also is a good time to do tasks involving memory and mathematics. If you must study, do it just before going to sleep at night. Body clocks are biological methods of controlling body activities. Every living thing has one. In humans, a body clock controls normal body temperature. It controls normal periods of sleeping and waking. It controls the times when you are most likely to feel pain. Different things help set the body's clock and keep it on time. These include sunlight, food, and physical exercise. Eating, sleeping, and exercising at about the same time each day will help keep body activities normal. But changes in your life, a new job or new baby, for example, destroy the balance. They can cause health problems. You could have difficulty sleeping. you could suffer from lower back pain. Experts advise that early afternoon is the best time of day for physical exercise. They say we are stronger and faster than. Later, about 4 o'clock, the level of sugar in the blood drops. Early afternoon also is a good time to do tasks involving memory and mathematics. If you must study, do it just before going to sleep at night.
Passage 12. Venus. Venus, one of the four inner planets of our solar system, is the closest body in the sky apart from the moon, sometimes coming only 40 million kilometers from the Earth. Thus, when man has colonized the moon, he will start looking at Venus as his next step into space. As it is now, Venus's environment is totally unfavorable to human life. Its surface temperature is too high. Its face is almost completely hidden from view by poisonous clouds of 90% carbon dioxide. But scientists have a simple plan which, they predict, could make Venus habitable. With the help of rockets, they plan to put a kind of algae to the clouds of carbon dioxide. They could produce the oxygen so quickly that the carbon dioxide would be broken down within 1 year. The increase in oxygen will have spectacular effects on the desert planet. Soon, water will collect from the atmosphere vapor and rain will start falling. The ground temperature will be low enough to sustain plants and animals from Earth. Venus, one of the four inner planets of our solar system, is the closest body in the sky apart from the moon. Sometimes coming only 40 million kilometers from the Earth. Thus, when man has colonized the moon, he will start looking at Venus as his next step into space. As it is now, Venus's environment is totally unfavorable to human life. Its surface temperature is too high. Its face is almost completely hidden from view by poisonous clouds of 90% carbon dioxide. But scientists have a simple plan which, they predict, could make Venus habitable. With the help of rockets, they plan to put a kind of algae to the clouds of carbon dioxide. They could produce the oxygen so quickly that the carbon dioxide would be broken down within 1 year. The increase in oxygen will have spectacular effects on the desert planet. Soon, water will collect from the atmosphere vapor and rain will start falling. The ground temperature will be low enough to sustain plants and animals from Earth.
Passage 13. Life on Mars. In 1965, the first close-up picture of Mars was transmitted to the Earth and convinced many people that Mars was dead as our own moon. Two later space probes seemed to confirm this. But in 1971, people raised hope again that there could be life on the planet, or at least that life might once have existed there. Pictures reveal the existence of a volcano and a possible source of life. 5 years later, a spacecraft landed on the surface of Mars to carry out further tests. The range of experiments to be conducted were designed by mission scientists. Cameras took pictures of the area around the robot landers. The robots collected soil and tested its mineral content. No aliens were spotted by the cameras, but other experiments seemed to show signs of life. Believe it or not, by repeating the experiments and double-checking the results, the scientists eventually came to the conclusion that the whole planet was dead and would be deadly to living organisms. In 1965, the first close-up picture of Mars was transmitted to the Earth. And convinced many people that Mars was dead as our own moon. Two later space probes seem to confirm this. But in 1971, people raised hope again that there could be life on the planet. Or at least that life might once have existed there. Pictures reveal the existence of a volcano and a possible source of life. Five years later, a spacecraft landed on the surface of Mars to carry out further tests. The range of experiments to be conducted were designed by mission scientists. Cameras took pictures of the area around the robot landers. The robots collected soil and tested its mineral content. No aliens were spotted by the cameras. But other experiments seem to show signs of life. Believe it or not, by repeating the experiments and double-checking the results, the scientists eventually came to the conclusion that the whole planet was dead. And would be deadly to living organisms.
Passage 14, Feelings and Facial Expressions. Researchers have reported test results on the link between feelings and facial expressions. They say the expressions are more than just a sign of emotion, and that the expressions may help produce the emotion itself. For example, making a smile produces a feeling of happiness, and making a sad face produces a feeling of sadness. The debate started when British scientist Charles Darwin published a report in 1872. Darwin believed facial expressions were important in influencing emotions. Other scientists believe the opposite. They said facial expressions were the result of emotions, not their cause. In an experiment in 1984, scientists asked people to make facial expressions for different emotions. They found that the people's bodies produced different heart rates and breathing rates for each emotion. So they believe that when people make facial expressions, their skin temperature, heartbeat, and breathing rate change. So changes in facial expression lead to changes in emotion. Researchers have reported test results on the link between feelings and facial expressions. They say the expressions are more than just a sign of emotion. And that the expressions may help produce the emotion itself. For example, making a smile produces a feeling of happiness. And making a sad face produces a feeling of sadness. The debate started when British scientist Charles Darwin published a report in 1872. Darwin believed facial expressions were important in influencing emotions. Other scientists believe the opposite. They said facial expressions were the result of emotions, not their cause. In an experiment in 1984, scientists asked people to make facial expressions for different emotions. They found that the people's bodies produced different heart rates and breathing rates for each emotion. So they believe that when people make facial expressions, their skin temperature, heartbeat, and breathing rate change. So changes in facial expression lead to changes in emotion.
Passage 15. Keep warm. Man, from the moment he appeared on earth, has had to use all his powers of thinking and reasoning to combat his enemies. In northern regions, or at great altitudes, cold can be severe and is an enemy indeed. Man has invented ways to keep warm, but how do animals defend themselves? They cannot reason in the sense that man can, but nature had taken care of the animal kingdom by providing animals with special instincts. One of these instincts is known as hibernation. When winter comes, some animals have reached a well-nourished state. They eat very well in warmer days, laying down fat in the tissues of their bodies, and during hibernation, this keeps them alive. Safe in their nests, they sleep soundly until the warmth of spring arrives. In the most northern and icy regions of the earth, the polar bear passes the winter in a deep cavity which is covered over with snow and ice. Man, from the moment he appeared on earth, has had to use all his powers of thinking and reasoning to combat his enemies. In northern regions, or at great altitudes, cold can be severe and is an enemy indeed. Man has invented ways to keep warm. But how do animals defend themselves? They cannot reason in the sense that man can. But nature had taken care of the animal kingdom by providing animals with special instincts. One of these instincts is known as hibernation. When winter comes, some animals have reached a well-nourished state. They eat very well in warmer days. Laying down fat in the tissues of their bodies and during hibernation, this keeps them alive. Safe in their nests, they sleep soundly until the warmth of spring arrives. In the most northern and icy regions of the earth, the polar bear passes the winter in a deep cavity which is covered over with snow and ice.
Passage 16. Yoga. Have you ever tried to hold your breath for a long time and then let it out slowly? This is one of the techniques of an ancient Indian discipline known as yoga. For thousands of years, people have used yoga to help search for happiness and contentment. Students of yoga often study for as long as 20 years before becoming masters. They learn many different physical exercises. These exercises are designed to put the students in a good physical condition. Then they can concentrate on deep religious thoughts without worrying about physical discomforts. Many yoga exercises involve putting the body into different positions. Some are very hard to learn. Have you ever tried to fold your legs over one another? This is one of the basic yoga positions. Although many people are suspicious of the benefits of yoga, scientists have proved that yoga could do good for you. Have you ever tried to hold your breath for a long time and then let it out slowly? This is one of the techniques of an ancient Indian discipline known as yoga. For thousands of years, people have used yoga to help search for happiness and contentment. Students of yoga often study for as long as 20 years before becoming masters. They learn many different physical exercises. These exercises are designed to put the students in a good physical condition. Then they can concentrate on deep religious thoughts without worrying about physical discomforts. Many yoga exercises involve putting the body into different positions. Some are very hard to learn. Have you ever tried to fold your legs over one another? This is one of the basic yoga positions. Although many people are suspicious of the benefits of yoga, scientists have proved that yoga could do good for you.
Passage 17. Schools in the United States. Education has been called America's religion. Today, more than 56 million Americans are attending school. One half of all the people in the country between the ages of 18 and 25 are enrolled in either a college or university. Education is an enormous part of American life. Its size is matched by its variety. The widely different educational system and possibilities are as difficult for an outsider to understand as anything about American life. Schools are expected to meet the needs of every child, regardless of ability, and also the needs of society itself. It surprises many people when they come here to find high school offering such courses as typing, sewing, radio repair, computer programming, or driver training, along with traditional subjects such as mathematics, history, and languages. Students choose their curricula depending on their interests, future goals, and level of ability. The underlying goal of American education is to develop every child to the utmost of his or her own possibilities. Education has been called America's religion. Today, more than 56 million Americans are attending school. One half of all the people in the country between the ages of 18 and 25 are enrolled in either a college or university. Education is an enormous part of American life. Its size is matched by its variety. The widely different educational system and possibilities are as difficult for an outsider to understand as anything about American life. Schools are expected to meet the needs of every child. Regardless of ability, and also the needs of society itself. It surprises many people when they come here to find high school offering such courses as typing, sewing, radio repair, computer programming, or driver training. Along with traditional subjects such as mathematics, history, and languages. Students choose their curricula depending on their interests, future goals, and level of ability. The underlying goal of American education is to develop every child to the utmost of his or her own possibilities.
Passage 18. American Host Family. Many American schools have a student exchange program with foreign countries. Along with this program, there is usually another one called the American Host Family Program. As its name indicates, the program gets American families involved in foreign students' lives in America and offers homes for them. Foreign students generally welcome such an opportunity to have a family here. But there are also those who prefer to stay homeless. Many American families volunteer to host foreign students. However, if there is a shortage of host families, schools also contact local people and recommend foreign students to them. This program varies in lengths of time. It can go from a few days to a few years, depending on each individual school. The program has bridged a mutual understanding between American people and students from all over the world. As long as foreign students come to study in America, it will keep bringing more and more people into friendly homes. Many American schools have a student exchange program with foreign countries. Along with this program, there is usually another one called the American Host Family Program. As its name indicates, the program gets American families involved in foreign students' lives in America. And offers homes for them. Foreign students generally welcome such an opportunity to have a family here. But there are also those who prefer to stay homeless. Many American families volunteer to host foreign students. However, if there is a shortage of host families, schools also contact local people and recommend foreign students to them. This program varies in lengths of time. It can go from a few days to a few years, depending on each individual school. The program has bridged a mutual understanding between American people and students from all over the world. As long as foreign students come to study in America, it will keep bringing more and more people into friendly homes.
Passage 19. What a waste! Last night after dinner, I told my family the bad news. I had this class assignment to monitor our use of energy at home for a week. Our family got an F. Tuesday night, my brother watched the same 2-hour movie on his TV set that we were watching in the living room. Not too smart. Thursday, Mom ran an entire dishwashing cycle for 3 cups, 2 plates, a knife, and 3 little spoons. That's a lot of electricity and hot water down the drain. Dad drives 28 miles back and forth to work, when 2 men he works with live right nearby. They could carpool and save about 1,000 gallons of gas a year. And me? I'm guilty, too. I went out and left the radio blaring in my room all Saturday morning. So last night at the dinner table, we all agreed to do everything we could to conserve energy. I'm getting more and more concerned about the future because that's where I'm going to be. Last night after dinner, I told my family the bad news. I had this class assignment to monitor our use of energy at home for a week. Our family got an F. Tuesday night, my brother watched the same 2-hour movie on his TV set that we were watching in the living room. Not too smart. Thursday, Mom ran an entire dishwashing cycle for 3 cups, 2 plates, a knife, and 3 little spoons. That's a lot of electricity and hot water down the drain. Dad drives 28 miles back and forth to work. when two men he works with live right nearby. They could carpool and save about 1,000 gallons of gas a year. And me, I'm guilty too. I went out and left the radio blaring in my room all Saturday morning. So last night at the dinner table, we all agreed to do everything we could to conserve energy. I'm getting more and more concerned about the future because that's where I'm going to be.
Passage 20, Names of the Week. There was a time in the early history of man when the days had no names. The reason was quite simple. Men had not invented the week. In those days, the only division of times was the month, and there were too many days in the month for each of them to have a separate name. But when man began to build cities, they wanted to have a special day on which to trade, a market day. At last, people decided that it should be every seventh day. On this day, they didn't work, but met for trade and religious festivals. The Jews followed their example, but kept every seventh day for religious purposes. In this way, the week came into existence. It was the space between market days. When the Egyptians adopted the seven-day week, they named the days after five planets, the sun and the moon. The names for the day we use now are the names of gods of Romans, and most modern nations use this method. There was a time in the early history of man when the days had no names. The reason was quite simple. Men had not invented the week. In those days, the only division of times was the month. And there were too many days in the month for each of them to have a separate name. But when man began to build cities, they wanted to have a special day on which to trade, a market day. At last, people decided that it should be every seventh day. On this day, they didn't work, but met for trade and religious festivals. The Jews followed their example. But kept every seventh day for religious purposes. In this way, the week came into existence. It was the space between market days. When the Egyptians adopted the seven-day week, they named the days after five planets, the sun and the moon. The names for the day we use now are the names of gods of Romans. And most modern nations use this method.